You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Sarah Griffin, who is president of Lunch with a Purpose. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I got to meet you last week at a Lunch with a Purpose event. Why don't we start, because it is kind of a new organization to me as well, and tell the folks what Lunch with a Purpose is all about.
Sure. Just over a year ago, a group of us, myself, TJ Duckett, Justin Kane, and Emily McGarian, started organizing weekly events on your lunch hour, usually Thursdays from about noon to one, that we organize and set up with different nonprofit and community centers and different organizations throughout the Lansing, East Lansing, Okemos area. And basically, we contact the places, find out how we can help, make the arrangements, and then post it on our Facebook page and website and try and encourage people to basically just give an hour of their week to a worthy cause. And even though it's only an hour of time, if we get 15, 20 people, that's 15, 20 hours of work that gets done. And it just kind of takes away, you know, the I don't have time, I don't have money, I don't know what to do, reasons that people give for not doing more in the community. We try and take that away and make it easy and fun.
Well, and that's what I enjoyed at the event that I came to last week at, well, that one happened to be at Duckett Brothers Distributing, and mm-hmm. they were cutting, you were, and the only thing I forgot was my jigsaw.
Yeah, we could have used a few more of those.
if I'd only paid a little more attention, I could have brought that with me. You were cutting out plywood silhouettes that will be used for an event called I Was Here. Is that called I Was Here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about that more next week as well. But what I loved about it is the idea, and I did talk with TJ or Todd Duckett about that. And I like the idea that, as you said, you took out the reason so many times people say that, oh, I don't have money to donate right now, but it's taking your lunch hour. You don't even have to take off work. You take your lunch hour. And I also love how you spread the wealth in terms of the manpower and eagerness to help. To organizations all over the community. It's not just pick and choose. You call them up and say, what do you need? We'll come do it.
Yep, absolutely. And we try and put it out there as much as possible and hope to have, you know, more places start contacting us. You know, at first it was kind of hard to get your foot in the door. You're calling, you know, places saying, what can we do to help? And they kind of think you must be soliciting them for something. But now, since it's been in the first year, 52 weeks, we had over 48 events. So, you know, we've been to quite a few places all over and starting to get the name out there. And so now we have people that, you know, hey, I heard of you. We have this going on. Do you think you might be able to help? And absolutely, we would love to.
And as an organization, you'll do just about anything. I mean,
anything.
I mean, whatever. are there stories? I mean, what are some of the variety of things that you've done as an organization?
You know, like I said, anything from jigsaws and cutting out plywood to we've been out on the playground at the Loaves and Fishes, which is a home for women and children, out in the pouring rain in the playground picking up rocks, you know, anything between, you know, serving lunch, making food, whatever, we, you know, cleaning out attics. And, you know, there's people there in sweats, people there in their business attire, and that's what's really neat about it, too, is it really brings together a great group of people in the community that have gotten to know each other that all obviously have similar interests in wanting to help. So it's a good networking and, you know, social event, too. It's everybody has a really good time and really looks forward to, you know, getting together and seeing each other every week.
And tomorrow, you've got another interesting one. Tomorrow, where is Lunch with a Purpose tomorrow?
We will be at the Big Brothers Big Sisters office in Old Town at 1235 Turner, and we will be cutting out burlap squares for the Be the E, the big Earth Day event in Lansing. And they have all types of events planned for Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd, including passing out 500 white pine seedlings. They encourage people to recycle different items, household items, batteries, and things like that, and then they'll give them a white pine seedling to go plant. So we're going to help them get ready for that. And they, one of the other events that they're actually doing that weekend, Friday night at the Temple Club, they're having Laugh with a Purpose to benefit Lunch with a Purpose and the Old Town Commercial Association. It'll be a comedy show that they're doing there to, you know, have some fun, too, with all the other work projects that they have going that weekend.
Well, and again, now, can anyone join you? I mean, you know, we've said where and when it is. Anyone can join between 12 and 1 tomorrow at Big Brother's Big Sister's office?
Absolutely. Anyone is more than welcome. We post all of the events. We're on Facebook. You can just search Lunch with a Purpose. Or our website is lunchwithapurpose.com, and we have a calendar of events on there. And that will give the day and time and a brief description of what we're doing and who we're trying to help. We have over 1,000 members on the Facebook page, and we encourage anyone and everyone, bring your kids if they're on spring break, the more the merrier.
Well, that's one thing, is trying to find things to do with kids on spring break if you haven't managed to get out of town. That's a good way, of course, too, to show them about giving back to the community.
Yep, definitely. It's been, especially with like the event last week with the cutouts, getting ready for next Saturday's event, which is all about bringing awareness to bullying, was definitely a good kids thing for them to learn about and, you know, see that there are people that do care and are trying to help, even when sometimes it might not feel like that.
Well, and I'm glad you launched into that event next week. We're going to talk at length about it next week. But it is called I Was Here, Connected with the Bully Side Project. And why don't we tell folks where and when this event is next week?
That is going to be... it's next Saturday, the 16th, at Geyer Community Center, and they will be actually painting the cutouts that we started getting prepared. And actually, this Saturday also, we're going to be continue working on assembling those and getting ready. And then next Saturday, they'll be painting them to individualize them for the 34 kids that have taken their own lives from bullying. And then the 35th cutout will represent, you know, the person thinking about it that hopefully will be able to change.
Well, all important to bringing awareness to that project. I've had many guests on my show on this. And so anybody who listens knows how important a topic this is, and it needs to be addressed. And this is going to be a great exhibit, kind of built and put together to be a traveling exhibit for different organizations around the area. So I appreciate that. Sarah, I appreciate your joining us tonight and telling us about this. And we encourage people to get more information on Lunch with a Purpose and join in whenever possible.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. We've been speaking with Sarah Griffin, who is the president of Lunch with a Purpose here in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.